This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Believe it or not, we're now just a few weeks away from the duck season, and we'll be discussing this on the program today. And we'll be discussing the opportunity for the disabled, additional opportunities for firearm deer permits, and upcoming programs at the State Museum in Springfield. All this and much more during this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Hi, I'm Kurt Hick, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. As promised, the duck season is just a few weeks away. In fact, some of the waterfowl season is already underway, and that would include the teal and the early goose. If you liked last year's duck hunting seasons and limits, you'll likely find this year's proposed regulations generally ideal. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources recently announced the 2019 proposed waterfowl seasons and bag limits. Since the proposal falls within the season framework provided by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, these dates are likely to be approved, and little or no change can be expected. The state's recommendations features a 60-day duck seasons in the state's four waterfowl hunting zones. The proposal includes a Canada goose hunting season in all four zones. The Illinois season are based on a five-year plan for waterfowl season and dates. This fall, the proposal shows the Illinois duck, Canada goose, and snow goose seasons kicking off October 19th in the north zone. Here in the central zone, hunting begins October 26th. Hunting seasons in the south central zone begin November 9th. And the South Zone hunters head afield November 28th. White-fronted goose seasons open October 21st in the North Zone, November 5th in the Central, and with the duck season in the South Central and the South Zone, and that's November 9th. Illinois, again, is proposing a daily duck bag limit of 6. If approved, the daily limit may include no more than 4 mallards, of which 2 may be hens, 3 wood ducks, 3 scalp, 2 wood redheads, 2 pintails, 2 canvasbacks, 2 black ducks, and 1 mottled duck. The proposed daily limit of mergansers is 5, only 2 which may be hooded, and the possession limit for ducks and mergansers is 3 times the daily bag limit by species and sex. The daily bag limits for Canada geese are increased to 3, with a possession limit of 6. White-fronted geese remain at 2. This year, during the fall and winter season, the IDNR is again proposing a daily bag limit of 20 birds on snow geese with no possession limit. The spring conservation order light goose season opens January 15th in the north zone, February 1st in the central and south and south zones, south central zones. The seasons will be end March 31st in all zones, and there is no daily bag limit on snow blue or Ross's geese during the season. The September 2019 early goose season, currently open through September 15th, offers a daily limit of 5 and a possession limit of 15 geese in the north and central zones. The daily limit of 2 and a possession limit of 6 geese in the south central and the south zones. The Illinois 16-day teal season opened September 7th and continues through September 22nd with a daily limit of 6 and a possession limit of 18. Shooting hours for the September teal are different than the regular season, starting at sunrise and a half hour later, which is a half hour later than the regular season, and that runs until sunset. Each summer, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposes hunting seasons, lengths, and bag limits for the upcoming waterfowl seasons. This year's guidelines are considered liberal and include a 60-day duck season. States will select their individual seasons from the federal frameworks to establish earliest beginning and latest ending dates and the maximum season length and bag limits. Illinois has begun work on a five-year plan which includes waterfowl zones and season dates. Hunters are invited to attend any of 5 scheduled open houses to discuss these proposed waterfowl seasons. These begin September 30th. And for more information, see the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. As we mentioned earlier, we do have an opportunity for the disabled. In fact, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources will host a 3-day deer and turkey hunting opportunity for hunters with disabilities November 14th, 15th, and 16th at Rock Cut State Park in Winnebago County. There is a number of these deer are taken there. A total of only 20 hunting blind sites will be available for the event this year due to ongoing work at the Rock Hut State Park Improvement Project, which will prevent the safe access to use of additional 20 blind sites normally open for the hunt. For the 2019 event, a total of 20 hunters with disabilities will be eligible to participate. Each hunter may bring along a hunting partner with him, or a partner will be provided upon request. Any unfilled hunter spot will be filled by standby hunters each morning at 5:30. All participating hunters will have completed a hunter safety education course. Applications for eligible hunters with disabilities will be mailed out in September. To be eligible for the drawing for the 20 available hunting blinds, a completed application must be returned to Rock Cut State Park site office by October 18th. Eligible applicants will have a Class P2 disability card, a valid FOID card, a 2019 state habitat stamp, and a hunter education course certificate. Each shotgun hunter will be assigned a pre-constructed ground site hunting blind comprised of a plywood platform surrounded on three sides with plywood walls. IDNR staff and volunteers will be on hand to provide transportation and other assistance required. Additional information can be obtained by contacting Rock Cut State Park at 815-855-3311. That's 815-885-3311. Also, firearm deer permits. Over-the-counter remaining 2019 firearm deer permits will be issued beginning October 15th. Permits will be sold until the quotas are exhausted or until the close of the season, whichever occurs first. Individual hunters can purchase one or more permits beginning October 15th, subject to availability. And as far as the state museum goes, join Adventures Naturalist Photographer Michael Jordan and Susan Post as they explore northern India in search of snow leopards, rhinos, and tigers, and much more during this special presentation of Wild India. Tales and photos from an extraordinary trip to northern India and the State Museum in Springfield, September 19th. A reception begins at 5:30 p.m. with food and beverages available for purchase, and the presentation will begin at 6:30 p.m. The event is presented by the State Audubon Society. And for more information, you can give them a call at 217-554-2473. That's 217-554-2473. Also, you can make your camping and shelter reservations at many IDNR sites online throughout the Reserve America site at www.reserveamerica.com using a credit card. And the Illinois State Museum in Springfield is participating in Smithsonian Magazine's Museum Day Live. Visit the Smithsonian to present a voucher for two free adult admission tickets to the State Museum that may be used September 21st. Reminders for all you children and senior persons, admission is always free for you all at the Illinois State Museum. So that's http://smithsonian.com, Museum Day. And one more thing, celebrate birds for prey, including owls, eagles, falcons, and much more at the Remarkable Rafters family event at the State Museum in Springfield, Saturday, September 21st, from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Live bird presentations will be presented by the Illinois Raptor Center at 11:30 a.m. and at 1:30 p.m. And September 21st, also at the Smithsonian's Museum Day Live event. So go online once again at http://smithsonian.com/museum-day to print a voucher for two free adult tickets to the Illinois State Museum. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.